This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. At the Pike Park Summer Camp in Dallas, kids do the usual summer camp stuff. They play games, dance, draw, and eat. What makes this camp different? The kids are also learning about where they're going to camp, the once thriving uptown neighborhood known as Little Mexico. It's the last week of summer camp, and the kids here show no signs of slowing down. On this morning, the music has been blaring as they strut their stuff. Then they launch into making their own beats. And rapping about the park where the camp is located. That's 7-year-old Dominique Gamble. The kids in the camp range from 5 to 12 years old, and a few of them live in the apartments next door, just off Harry Hines Boulevard. The area is now part of Uptown. It's where thousands of Mexicans settled in the early 20th century. Nicholas Gonzalez is an art student at SMU. He's working on a mural of Little Mexico with help from the camp kids.
Basically, I told them about this mural piece. I told them how important the park is and what it used to be and how it might disappear. You know, this is like the only thing we have left, Little Mexico.
Gonzalez had the kids slap their paint-covered hands on the canvas, leaving handprints all over. He took a blown-up map of what used to be Little Mexico and Pike Park and replicated the outline of it on the mural. He added landmarks like the gazebo, which sits next to the park. It's still a work in progress.
Right now, if you look at it, it's very colorful and basic line works, and there's a lot of movement to it. But that's what I'm trying to capture, more of a child innocence to it.
Gonzalez said he didn't want to paint faces or include writing on the mural. He wants it to remain somewhat mysterious. Janice Bergman-Carton is associate professor of art history at Southern Methodist University and Gonzalez's mentor.
We've used a lot of visuals, a lot of historical photographs, historical maps, and most exciting for the kids, not surprisingly, were a series of conversations we were able to organize with elders of the Mexican-American community who grew up in Little Mexico and who grew up playing in Pike Park.
The idea for the mural and camp came up last fall during a Pike Park exhibit called Little Jerusalem to Little Mexico, 100 Years of Settlement. Bergman-Carton said Dallas Parks and Recreation Director Willis Winters said the camp would be a step toward restoring and preserving the area. The kids have learned about the number of first-generation families, not just Mexican, but Swiss, German, Polish, and Jewish. And they learned that immigrants chose this area because it was so close to railroads and affordable housing.
And the idea is to make them feel like stakeholders, to enlist them in the aspiration to keep Pike Park not as it was, but as it could be and as they would like it to be.
12-year-old Cassandra Valdez says she's learned a lot.
It's kind of cool, and it's pretty interesting about how the history and how this place started up.
Valdez doesn't live in the area. Her dad is originally from Mexico. So was her mother's father.
Like my dad, he came to pick me up once, and he saw the sign of Little Mexico, and he was actually shocked because, like, he lived in a little town in Mexico, and it was kind of like that.
Camper Isaiah Wells is 10 and lives in Cedar Hill. He says he's enjoyed getting his hands dirty and learning how to paint a mural, but he's also been captivated by the stories about the neighborhood.
It's been nice because I didn't know that Mexicans have built this. I thought just normal builders have built this.
Dallas Park officials want to renovate the building where the campers have set up shop. It used to be the place for boxing matches, dances, and other activities. They'd like to see it bustling again, and not just when summer camp is in session. Stella Chavez, KERA News.